Hello, my name is Jimmy Carr, and you're watching Just for Laughs. So well done, you.
I tell you what I love, 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 and I bet you all love it too. Do you love the snooze button? I love the snooze button, because I tell you what I need after 8 hours sleep. A nap. The first guy that persuaded a blind person they needed sunglasses, he must have been a hell of a salesman. Canadian people, that's you, Canadian people are at least 1 inch taller than you were 20 years ago. And that's because 20 years ago, you were all children. When I was a kid, I wanted to get a tattoo, but my parents said I had to get it somewhere that didn't matter. So I had it done in Alberta. Are there people in from Alberta? It doesn't matter. I got into an argument. I said women have a lower pain threshold than men. She said, try childbirth. I said, I have. How do you think I got here? Women ask weird questions. Well, the women in my life have always asked weird questions. My girlfriend said to me recently, she said, which of my friends do you think is prettiest? Well, that's what she said. What I heard was, I fancy a fight. I don't know much about women, but I know there is no correct answer to that question. There's nothing I can say that she'll go, good, just wondered. I thought there's going to be trouble, so I might as well have fun. So when she asked me, which of my friends do you think is prettiest, I said, well, Karen is pretty, but Susan does that thing with her tongue. I thought it would be romantic. I mean, this is typical me, Montreal. I thought it would be romantic to take my girlfriend back to where we first met. But she said, don't make me go back there, Mr. Jimmy. I'll cook, I'll clean, I'll be better. Do you know we produce 48% more carbon emissions than we used to in the 1970s? But that figure could be halved if you just divided it by two. Flooding. Flooding's pretty bad. I saw a woman on the news in a flooded front room crying. I thought, crying's not helping. If anything, you're making matters ever so slightly worse. A charity campaigner came up to me in the street. He said, can I have a word about the homeless? I said, certainly. Lazy. I've actually got involved in a charity recently. It's not really what the show is about, but I've got involved in this little charity, and I just think it's just a cool idea. It's only a small thing, but I was going to briefly, just 20 seconds of your time, it's not really what the show is about, but I'll just tell you what we're doing, and if you think it's a cool idea, Montreal, you could just Google it. You could just have a look, and maybe get involved, maybe make a donation, and if not, you can just forget about it. It's not important to the show. What we're doing is we're taking obese children, and we're sending them to the rainforest. I don't mind you tittering, because we're already seeing incredible results. And if you want to be part of that, it's feedthetigers.com. If you're scared of pedophiles, grow up. The best way to get a girl's attention is to compliment her. As in, wow, you're a fast runner, you nearly got away. Backseat drivers, they're all the same. Why are we going into the woods? Please let me go. Madonna. Madonna is 50, but she's got the body of a man half that age. My grandmother used to make me a sweater every Christmas. My grandmother would knit me a sweater every Christmas. Did anyone else have that? She used to knit me a sweater and go, much better than the ones in the shops. No. No, it isn't. I remember one year she made me this burgundy monstrosity, sleeves way too long, and in the front she'd embroidered, "Blacks go home." I said, "I'm not wearing that. It's burgundy." I saw the chief of the New York City police on the news. He said, "We will never forget 9/11. I thought, "No, not your phone number." I write these jokes, I think they're funny, I think some of you think they're funny, but these jokes aren't who I am as a person. I don't define myself by these jokes. In the real world, I'm quite a generous kind of a guy. Sorry, I realise I sound like a fool when I say that, but I am quite a generous kind of a guy. Last year I donated a kidney. Of course, they wanted to know where I got it from. As I be Jimmy Carr, thank you very much indeed. Cheers.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jimmy Carr, and these are my jokes. The worst thing about being told you've got Alzheimer's is it doesn't just happen the once. And I'll be telling that joke again. If I remember. I went to Los Angeles last year to do a little bit of work. I got stopped at the airport. They said, "Purpose of visit?" I said, "I'm here to shoot a pilot." That's 3 hours of my life I'm never getting back. I was by the seaside and I was thinking about rising sea levels, and this guy next to me was throwing stones into the water. I thought, "Well, that's not helping. If anything, you're making matters worse." If I owned an optician's, you know the optician's where you buy the glasses? If I owned an optician's, I'd make them do the shop sign in a blurry font. My friend told me his new girlfriend looked like one of the Olsen twins. I said, "Well, she can't. She either looks like both of them or neither of them." Any vegetarians in? Who's vegetarian? Oh, a couple of vegetarians? My girlfriend is vegetarian. She thinks it's disgusting that I eat veal, but she eats baby carrots. They're babies. One in three American women is clinically obese, as are the other two. Most people that get cosmetic surgery are disappointed with the results, but they look pleasantly surprised. If you get arrested for making obscene phone calls and you get taken down to the station and you've got one phone call, it's got to be a temptation, isn't it? Who here is in a long-term relationship? Give us a shout if you're in a long-term relationship, yes? Lots of you, and you sound very happy about that. Good stuff. I'm in a long-term relationship. I've been with the same girl for 8 years. We're very happy together. It's a lovely relationship. I'm loving it. How's this for crazy, though? She still gets annoyed. She gets upset if I use her toothbrush. That's crazy, isn't it, when you consider how intimate we've been? And if you can tell me a better way to get dog shit out of sneakers... I'd love to hear about it, because there's nothing finer. Pop that back. My girlfriend and I are trying for a baby. We got pretty close outside Walmart last week. Some women worry about one breast being smaller than the other. But focus on the positive. One of them is bigger. And we call that one our favourite. Women give us the silent treatment because they think it's a punishment. We've got a special name for the silent treatment. We call it peace and quiet. Gifts are pretty easy. If you're a man buying for a woman, if you're a man in a long-term relationship, it's pretty easy to buy for your woman, isn't it? It's pretty easy. Because you just go for the classics. Champagne, chocolates, flowers. Unless you're dating an alcoholic bulimic with hay fever. In which case, end it. She sounds like a disaster. I've got some advice for you, Montreal, some advice. If you're going to have sex with someone that you don't know, yeah, if you're going to have sex with someone you don't know, always, 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 I can't stress this enough, if you're having sex with someone you don't know, always, always, always ask. Let's talk about the environment, because that's an important issue, isn't it, the environment? A carbon footprint is a metaphor for the mark you leave on the earth as you walk through your lives. Of course, I don't have one, because I drive everywhere. And it's twice as bad if you're Christian, because you've got Jesus traipsing alongside you. The church wanted to move forward on female bishops, but bishops can only move diagonally. Gay priests, of course, can move wherever they want. Because they're queens. They now make practically invisible spray-on condoms, which have been designed specifically for gullible women. You can get condoms that are ribbed for her pleasure. So what I do, turn them inside out, please myself. Thank you very much, madam. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Just a quick thing before I go. The worst thing about being told you've got Alzheimer's... Well, you've heard it. Thank you very much indeed, Montreal. I'll see you soon.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jimmy Carr, and these are my jokes. Let's not fuck about. I haven't got the time. People often say to me, how do you do this for a living? How do you get up in front of people you don't know and tell them jokes? It must be petrifying. Well, I'll tell you how it's done. This is the secret, and it works. If you're doing any kind of public speaking, this is how you do it. What you do is you imagine the people you're talking to are naked. It really works. Couple of quick things to remember. Firstly, don't tell the people you're talking to that's what you're doing. Because that can be a little bit creepy, can't it? And secondly, it doesn't work as well if you work in a kindergarten. If you're young and your parents are getting divorced, it can be a very difficult time, but remember, it's not your fault. Your mum's a slut. No offence, fella. Ooh. An audible intake of breath. Fucking excellent. Brilliant. When I was younger, I couldn't talk to women because I was hiding in their wardrobes, masturbating. Would have totally given it away. You didn't see that coming, did you? Because I was in your wardrobe. I've written a rom-com. Would you like to hear about my rom-com? I've written a romantic comedy, yeah, I'm very popular with that. You like the rom-coms, don't you, ladies? Of course you do. I've written a romantic comedy. It's about a guy and a girl, classic. Yeah? Initially, they hate each other. Classic. But they end up in bed together. Classic. It's called The Rapist. Good indicator. This is good advice for young men down here. It's a good indicator that a woman fancies you if when she's talking to you, she touches her hair. If it's her pubic hair, it's a cert. This is solid advice. Add some advice for the older men, the men in long-term relationships, because sometimes, ladies, we can take you for granted. I'm afraid we do. This is advice for the older men that have let standards slip. Can I just remind you, gentlemen, it is never acceptable to answer the phone when lovemaking. Even if you hilariously pick up by saying, I can't talk now, I'm going into a tunnel. Just a bit of advice for the younger men. If you are going to have sex with someone you don't know, always, always, always ask. Maybe things are a little bit different in Montreal. You're looking at me as if to say, well, you don't always ask. Some of these women are French-Canadian. They'll do fucking anything. That was a round of applause from the French-Canadian women that will do fucking everything. God love you. Some common myths. You know the kind of stuff you read about on the internet? If you ever read about sex on the internet, you'll see myths. The stuff that just isn't true. The best lubricant for anal sex is not tears. It's blood. Do you ever use pickup lines? Do you ever pick up a lady with a pickup line? Yeah, of course. Well, I'll give you a few for free. The best pickup line, as we all know, the best pickup line is, will you hold my drink while I go for a shit? That's the best one, because if a girl says, not a problem, she's a keeper. As far as I'm concerned, that line is right up there with, does this rag smell of chloroform to you? And, of course, the evergreen, let's not turn this rape into a murder. I was told by my priest, I was raised Catholic. Any Catholics in? A few Catholics? I was raised Catholic, and my Catholic priest told me when I was 12 years of age, he said, God is watching you when you masturbate. I said, is he a pedophile too, Father? I'm joking. I said, is he a pedophile too, Father? The thing that used to annoy me about church when I was growing up, was all the standing up and sitting down and kneeling. I wish you could just pick a position and fuck me. I bought some Viagra today because you can get, in Montreal, you can get over-the-counter Viagra. I thought, over-the-counter Viagra? That sounds powerful. And I was reading the instructions, because it's a pharmaceutical, you have to take these things seriously. I was reading the instructions on the Viagra. It said on the instructions for Viagra, the warnings and such, it said, keep away from children. I thought, what kind of a man do they think I am? That can't maintain an erection with a child. Of course, the big thing that's happened, I don't know how you felt about it, but for me, Michael Jackson's death, it's just been weird. I watched it in London, where I live. I watched it on the news, and for me, it was very much like when Diana died. I couldn't give a fuck. I was chatting to a guy at a party. He said, what does your girlfriend do? I said, anything but anal. I'm joking, she loves it. I've been with the same girl for 8 years, yeah? We're very happy, yeah? We're very, very happy together. We've been together 8 years and we're not married. People often ask us, they'll come up to us, if you're not married and you're in a long-term relationship, people often come up and they go, It's like they're trying to start a fight between us. We're perfectly happy as we are, thanks very much. So whenever anyone comes up to me and says, have you thought about... I always say, what, putting a third finger in? I could give it a go. Frankly, I don't think it's what the relationship is missing. Maybe try the shocker. Two in the pink, one in the stink, that's how that works. Sorry, sir, you seem offended. Two in the goo, one in the poo. There. Who here is in a long-term relationship? Give us a shout if you're in a long-term relationship, yes? great, isn't it? It's a great thing to be in. How's this for crazy, though? We've been together 8 years and my girlfriend still gets upset if I use her toothbrush. That's crazy, isn't it, when you consider how intimate we've been? And if you can tell me a better way to get dog shit out of sneakers... I'd love to fucking hear about it, because there's... nothing finer. So, did that just prompt a story between you guys? You've got to tell me, what's the story? I told a joke about dog shit in sneakers, and you went, nah, you. You. He asked you what? He asked me what I said. Oh, OK, he didn't hear. Right, I'll sort this out for you. Listen. All right, don't cry. No. Some women worry about one breast being smaller than the other, but focus on the positive. One of them is bigger. And we call that one our favourite. My girlfriend's got one of those tiny little strips of hair. What are they called? Moustache. People often ask me, people often say, have you ever had any gay experiences? Well, yes, Montreal, I have had gay experiences, and I don't mind talking about it. I've been in a shoe shop and said, I have to have them. I've described a cheesecake as to die for. But I've never had the gay experience where someone puts their cock in my mouth and or bum. And really, that is the one that counts. Doesn't count if you do it to them, does it? Does it? I thought it wasn't gay if you didn't push back. Come on, it's definitely not gay if you beat them up afterwards. It's lovely, Jimmy Carr. Thank you very much indeed. Cheers, Montreal.
If you like fast-paced, edgy one-liners, get ready to be happy. I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, and I'll be touring all around the world. Come and see me. If you don't like fast-paced, edgy jokes, then it's not for you. You know, get some perspective. Maybe they're just jokes.